Since you work in the book fair, tell me about the observations you make from your position.
A lot of parents bring their kids to the book fair, and a lot of them are quite interested in reading. Like, most of them do buy books from my store, and the price range of books they usually buy are around 100 to 200. Some go over to 500 to 600. So, but in general, I think it's a really good atmosphere for reading. Yeah.
So which store are you working for?
I work in the company I work for is called Baby Learning. Yeah, and we sell books for kids from kindergarten to primary school, and some sets of books for even secondary school students. Yeah, and lots of frictions and not so much supplementary books, but in general friction, maybe some outside school readings, that sort of things, readers, yeah, that sort of stuff, yeah.
So what outside school readings or fictions do people usually buy from your store?
Sorry?
What kind of fictions or outside readings do people usually buy from your store?
Some of them are quite interesting. In fact, a lot of them buy the science fiction and science-related encyclopedia books. And a lot of them buy the usual English literature fiction sort of books as well. We do sell some box set for, you know, some little toys,
yeah,
and some comics, that sort of things. And those are quite popular as well, yeah.
Cool, so do you remember the titles people usually like buy for science fiction or English literature?
To name one or two, one of them was called 50...
Shades of Grey?
50 Silly Stories.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and the other one's called 50 Toy Box Stories.
Mm-hmm.
And another popular one's called Christmas Tales.
Carol? Oh, by Charles Dickens?
Yeah, I think
okay.
So, yeah. I can't remember. Yeah, yeah. Too many books.
Yeah,
very popular stuff, yeah.
That's okay. It must be a busy day for you since due to the popularity of the book fair. So what kind of books do you like for yourself then?
I don't read a lot, but when I do read, I tend to go for science fiction,
mm-hmm,
yeah, or that sort of things. I'm not so interested in encyclopedia or that sort of thing. You know, nowadays you can go on the internet and search for those stuff.
Right.
So I usually go for friction stories. Yeah.
Tell me about your reading experience in exploring sci-fi.
Well, if I do start reading, I tend to read like non-stop until I finish it, and I'm quite keen on stuff like space, that sort of things, Star Trek, that sort of things, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, well, I don't read a lot, so I think my range of reading is quite narrow, I think.
Do you remember the titles or the authors of the books, you know, the sci-fi books you've read?
Star Trek would be one of those. Actually, when I was little, I was quite interested in Harry Potter.
Ah, cool.
But that was a while ago.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't finish the whole series,
uh-huh,
I think. Yeah, pretty much it.
So why do sci-fi novels attract you?
Well, because I think because it's quite different to what you see every day. Like, it brings some excitement, and I think it's less about the learning from it, but it's more just like the excitement, really. Yeah.
Okay.